May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The other day, I was writing prayers on the theme of the Trinity with year four at St. Peter's School. And in the middle of our discussion, a young girl asked, "How do you know, Reverend Julie, that God is really real?" Now, this is a good question, and our discussion which followed was enlightening. But for the moment, let's put this question aside and think a bit more about the nature of God, who may or may not be real. Today, Trinity Sunday, is a day set aside to explore the mystery of the one God revealed to us in three persons. Now, in some ways, it seems unnecessary to have a special day to think about the Trinity, for every Sunday we express our faith in the triune God. The Trinity is central to our worship, to our theology, and to our own personal faith. We have, I'm sure, all witnessed attempts to describe the mystery of the Trinity in 5 minutes or less, using water, potatoes, eggs, even frogs. So you'll be happy to know that I will not be doing this today. For in the end, descriptions and analogies for the Trinity, however well thought through, eventually fall short. And more to the point, to reduce our faith to what we comprehend misses an opportunity to open ourselves up to divine mystery. So rather than trying to condense the nature of God into a short explanation, it seems better to ask ourselves what the Trinity has to do with us today. How can we be drawn more deeply into the mystery of God? Imagine for a moment that you suddenly learn a long-lost wealthy relative has made you the heir to their estate. You wake up one morning and your financial worries are over. You no longer need to worry about your mortgage payment. You can send your children to the best school. You can buy a new sports car or maybe a motorbike that you've always dreamed of. Or you can finally have that long-awaited retirement and travel the world. Now, if this happened, how would you feel? What would you do? How would knowing that your future is absolutely secure change your present day-to-day life? Well, these, I believe, are the questions at the heart of today's readings. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, is speaking about security. Through themes of heredity and adoption, he reminds us that our security lies in that we are called the children of God. And rather than being afraid of our future, Paul invites us to imagine a life of courage, the courage of people who have been adopted by God. Jesus, in our gospel reading, says much the same to Nicodemus, inviting him to imagine he has the opportunity to be born anew, to be born from above as God's child. And Nicodemus, a teacher and leader in the faith, is challenged with this very personal encounter with God. Now, this brings us again to our question. So how do you know, Reverend Julie, that God is really real? Well, firstly, I must admit, I don't know. I couldn't possibly know if God is real. For the existence of God has very little, if anything, to do with my knowledge and understanding. This being said, the doctrine of the Trinity, the revelation of God as relationship, has everything to do with the existence of God. I frequently refer to my interaction with children in my sermons. I do this partly because I spend a lot of time with children, but mainly because I believe in the prophetic spirituality of children. Children have an openness and an understanding of God that can lift us out of our own struggle with faith. Now, following the girl's question in year four, we had a wonderful discussion about where we might see the presence of God today. And in the words of the children, God's presence is everywhere, especially in our hearts. In the end, we concluded that we can and do believe in God, for God is really real. The doctrine of the Trinity helps us understand that God is personal. God is not a cosmic force out there, far removed from our lives. From the very beginning of time, the love that is at the heart of God is shared with us. God's love spills out into the whole world, drawing us into relationship with God and with each other. However we try to define the Trinity, we are not able. For the Trinity, the complete being of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is there to define us, to give form and pattern to our lives. Have a look at the image before you that you were given as you came in today. This depiction of the Trinity by Paul Rubens is somewhat different than others that I've seen. It's unique in the overwhelming emphasis on the humanity of the divine. There is the familiar circular quality of the Father, Son, and Spirit, but at the center is the dead Christ. This powerful image points to the character of God and the nature of God's activity in the world. The mystery of the Trinity is that God has joined us in the very depths of our humanity, becoming one with us in life and in death. In the last few months, I have been reunited through social media with an old university friend named Steve, and he has recently been diagnosed with a debilitating and fatal illness. Steve is the type of person that everyone loves, kind, gentle, and very caring. He is quite literally someone who always goes out of his way to care for others. And yet the reality of his condition is that over the next couple of years, he will experience an agonizing, slow death. When I first heard this news, my initial reaction was to cry out, even to shout out, at the injustice of life, of death, and of God. For Steve's suffering, his impending death, is unfair. And it begs the question, how can we know that God is real? And if he is real, where is he? Where is the love of the triune God in this situation? Now Steve, who is a person of strong faith, wrote a letter to his friends soon after learning of his diagnosis. And after describing the devastating reality of his months and possibly years ahead, he wrote, "I'm thankful for strong support from family and friends. It's going to be a very challenging road ahead for my family, but our faith in God is strong, and we know that in his mystery, he will bring good out of this pain. I'm approaching this not as a battle to be fought, but rather as a journey to be taken. Battles against incurable diseases always end in losing the fight. But a journey with God ends in successfully reaching a destination. I am determined to live my life to the fullest extent possible until I reach that final destination." These words from my friend, I believe, point us towards a profound understanding of the existence of God. Each of us will one day reach our final destination. And the mystery of the Trinity is that God, in his very being, is with us along the way, helping us to live life to the fullest. And so to truly celebrate Trinity Sunday is to welcome this reality, to commit ourselves anew to the living God, that he is here and now. To put our faith in the triune God is to let ourselves be led, immersed, and even lost in the life-giving power of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.